100% agree with that as well. Yeah, it's not too difficult once you get in, once you learn it. I mean, you can fly right through it. You know, because I used Wally did my 5550E, but he did the basic of the 4550 for me, and then I went in there and customized it. I got the the IP connect and the Moto Turbo, where it pings the towers and picks whatever one is better. And I love my Motorolas.
It's Kojak era. Was a HT220 or something. I had been looking a couple months back. I was going to look at, just thinking about getting another GP 68 for UHF. I have one, but I had it sitting for a while, and the battery had deteriorated and corroded the connection on the radio for the power. So it looks like that's kind of unusable anymore. So I'm probably just going to fix that or use it for parts. I don't know about what parts, but I looked at another one and saw another one in decent condition. I think it was $50, but I was like, hold on. So he's dumping. I'm not too far from home. We get in, we grab a bite to eat, and we'll probably head out, maybe do a little bike ride today evening. So I want to say 7-3 to you, gentlemen. And again, I want to thank you all. Thanks for all the suggestions and good tips so I can do some more research here and pick up what I want. Tom, turn it over to you. And everybody, have a great evening.